To close the digital divide in Detroit, you need more than just wires. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. Not having solid access to the internet is like competing in a three-legged race tied to a cow. Looking for work? Most applications are online. Need to check your bank account, pay bills, check medical records, do homework? It's all easier if you're online. And getting a lot harder if you're not. Detroit is one of the least connected big American cities. According to the National Digital Inclusion Alliance, less than half of homes there have broadband internet. That means hundreds of thousands of Detroiters stand on the losing side of a growing digital divide. It's Joshua Edmond's job to help Detroiters get online and show them why they need to. He's the city's first director of digital inclusion, and he says the problem isn't just infrastructure.
We have several internet service providers, and if you actually look at the provider data, 98 to 100% of Detroit is covered with internet access. So our issue isn't necessarily internet access, it's internet adoption, meaning what are the barriers to technology adoption that are causing Detroiters not to be able to take advantage of getting internet in the home, cost being one of the big barriers. We look at poverty. Poverty directly exacerbates the digital divide.
With something like the digital divide that's maybe not well understood by, you know, a lot of people, a lot of times when there's this kind of different understanding, there's often like a different language that's understood. Like, is there any example of things that people say that somebody on the other side of the divide just wouldn't get?
Yes. When I was doing focus groups with public housing residents in Cleveland, and we kept talking about applications, like, oh, you know, download an app. And people were thinking I was talking about job applications. And That's such a light example.
Right.
But we've just taken technology and integrated it, and we get it. But other people don't.
This task does not sound easy and not cheap. What are you and the city gonna do to expand access?
I've identified 561 free Wi-Fi sites all throughout the city of Detroit. You know, that didn't take money to do. I mean, albeit maybe my salary went to doing it. And these aren't municipal networks. These are your McDonald's, your Tim Hortons, that random nonprofit on the corner, that church that has it. If you go to any neighborhood where there's a lot of children and there's no library present and there's a McDonald's there, those kids are going to McDonald's to do their homework. And I'm not saying that the city is saying, go to McDonald's and do your homework. Rather, it's very interesting to see the way that public Wi-Fi and free Wi-Fi is driving people to certain places. I would say what's looming over all of this is the fact that the census next year is going online.
Mm.
And so when I have residents, namely my older residents, who are like, oh, no, I don't feel like doing this, or, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing this. What are the implications around the census and us being counted?
Right.
There is a cash value that every single resident has. I might get the figure wrong, but I believe every resident is worth $1,800 a year to the census. So if you're not counted, imagine the implications around that.
Joshua Edmonds is the Director of Digital Inclusion for the City of Detroit. If you want to see the city's digital divide on a map, the University of Michigan put together an atlas of homes without computers, without broadband, with only a smartphone, and just with cellular data. We've got a link on our site at marketplacetech.org. And now for some related links. Dallas also ranks low when it comes to connectivity. The Dallas Morning News says AT&T has invested in better connectivity in areas with higher property values and not so much or not at all in areas with lower values. By the way, AT&T brought in $28.5 billion from internet service last year. The paper has an awesome interactive feature that shows the gap at pretty granular levels. Some hope the onset of 5G means a better chance to bridge the digital divide in rural areas. And they're looking at the much salivated over C-band of broadcasting spectrum. The FCC may decide to free parts of the spectrum up for 5G use. The Hill has an op-ed from the president of the Wireless Internet Service Providers Association. He worries the band will just get divvied up among major communications companies and wants a portion set aside for connecting rural areas. he doesn't seem too optimistic that's the way Congress is leaning. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.